that might make it lose its power. Like salt can be mixed to bring out something good, there is a faith that can be brought into the darkness and still somehow carry us. It shouldn't be stopped with protecting words or sugarcoating. I hear Jesus' words today, and I see the cross. Faith that endures darkness. My faith might not always be that strong, but I sense how it can be possible. Dare to mix the salt without protecting sugar. When asking about what tomorrow has to bring, like salt, faith can mix with our worries and anxieties and somehow still leave a taste of a rebellious hope despite everything. Salt, faith like salt. And yes, I know, there is such a thing as too much salt. Say you're making a stew. Salt should be mixed, spread out, a part of it all. You are the salt of the earth. Maybe as to say, faith should not stay concentrated here in church, neither should it be poured upon people in heavy doses. But faith like salt, gently but thoroughly blended in as a natural part of our lives and who we are. Faith is a part of us when we meet the world and a new tomorrow. And in that somehow, leave a taste of that is more to it all, more than we can grasp, something good we can't completely figure out. Imagine a world without faith. It is hard, because we do live in a world where faith is present. You are the salt of the earth. In that we are reminded about a faith given for us to blend well and trust. Faith, like salt, we can let it be a part of us and trust its strength. It matters for the world. It comes with a rebellious hope when our knowledge fails tomorrow. It comes with grace in a world with grey areas. It comes with the taste of something more when we lose trust in ourselves. It gives a sense of something good that is everlasting when life as we know it ends. I think most recipes contain a bit of salt. Strong, yet gently, it does something good to most food. The gift of faith. Strong, yet gently, can be sensed in our world in good works. And then I hear Jesus' words. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. I sprinkle salt in my stew, watch it disappear, but knowing how it will leave a taste. Amen.